Father, open the eyes of each and every one of us, first as Christians, as believers. For there are many times you have cautioned us against being ignorant and warned us about ignorance and spiritual blindness. Lord, we do not want to be deceived or led astray, so open our eyes to see wonderful things out of your word. And have mercy on those who are religious but inside are rotten, who have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof. Lord God of heaven, who are wanting to establish a righteousness of their own and by their own works and not by faith in the atoning blood. Should there be such a person here this morning, Lord, open their eyes to see that all of our works are wasted. They'll only take us further away from you, but that we're saved only through the atoning blood of Jesus. For that blood alone will wash away our sins and cause this morning the eyes of the spiritually blind to be opened to know, Lord, that the blood of Jesus Christ, Thy Son, O God, cleanses us from all unrighteousness, from all sin and all shame. And may there be a great cleansing here today and a great restoration and an eye-opening. Give us our eyes, Sam. We need it. And we'll thank you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Lord, we pray that you'll save precious souls even today and restore and recall backsliders who have cooled off and gotten lukewarm and been dabbling and flirting with the world, and bring them back to yourself and set them on fire for you. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen.
Let me pray with you. Lord, I pray this afternoon, this evening, that the Spirit of the living God will tug at hearts out there in radio land and draw them to yourself and give them know-so Bible salvation. And we'll praise you for the answer in Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, stretch out your forgiving presence and hand to where those are lost and undone, that they receive from you thy divine forgiveness in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, hear our precious people out there, those who are saved, giving them a wonderful, glorious promise, and those who are not. We pray that this day they'll open their heart and receive you as personal Savior, so that they in turn will have eternal life. For Jesus' sake we ask it. Amen.
Lord, I praise you and thank you for freedom and liberty to declare the word of the Lord. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Glad, Lord, for this good book. Glad that you're the same God today as you ever were. That you smile upon those people who really put you first, who worship you in spirit and truth, who live consecrated to you, who walk in obedience to your word. For your word said that you are the author of eternal salvation unto all of them that will obey you. Help us to be among that people, Lord. You said, Jesus, if we love you, we'll keep your commandments. And we do this morning, Lord, prove our love for you when we do obey them. You said those that do not love you do not obey your word. Oh, God, help us to know what the word is so we know what to obey. Get us read back into the book. An appetite, a yearning, a craving, a real hunger and thirsting for thus saith the Lord. And we'll thank you and praise for the answer and revive thy work in the midst of these last days for Jesus' sake, that we'll have a people ready for your coming, O Master. And we'll praise and thank you. If there any man that is lost and undone and unsaved in this class this morning, touch their heart. That they do not, Lord, go on out of this house here unprepared to meet you. That they will repent of their sins and turn from them, and with simple trust and faith believe in you and receive you to be their only Savior and wash them from their sins in your precious blood and make them a new creature in Christ. They'll leave out of here a new person, brand new start, clean slate. And we'll praise you and thank you for the answer. It is in Jesus' name we pray. And all said, amen. God bless you. Have a good day. Lord, I praise you and thank you for freedom and liberty to declare the word of the Lord. Lord, I praise you and thank you for freedom and liberty to declare the word of the Lord. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Glad, Lord, for this good book. Glad that you're the same God today as you ever were. That you smile upon those people who really put you first, who worship you in spirit and truth, who live consecrated to you, who walk in obedience to your word. For your word said that you are the author of eternal salvation unto all of them that will obey you. Help us to be among that people, Lord. You said, Jesus, if we love you, we'll keep your commandments. And we do this morning, Lord, prove our love for you when we do obey them. You said those that do not love you do not obey your word. Oh, God, help us to know what the word is so we know what to obey. Get us read back into the book. An appetite, a yearning, a craving, a real hunger and thirsting for thus saith the Lord. And we'll thank you and praise for the answer and revive thy work in the midst of these last days for Jesus' sake, that we'll have a people ready for your coming, O Master. And we'll praise and thank you. If there any man that is lost and undone and unsaved in this class this morning, touch their heart. That they do not, Lord, go on out of this house here unprepared to meet you. That they will repent of their sins and turn from them and with simple trust and faith believe in you and receive you to be their only Savior and wash them from their sins in your precious blood and make them a new creature in Christ. They'll leave out of here a new person, brand new start, clean slate. And we'll praise you and thank you for the answer. It is in Jesus' name we pray. And all said, amen. God bless you. Have a good day. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Glad, Lord, for this good book. Glad that you're the same God today as you ever were. That you smile upon those people who really put you first, who worship you in spirit and truth, who live consecrated to you, who walk in obedience to your word. For your word said that you are the author of eternal salvation unto all of them that will obey you. Help us to be among that people, Lord. You said, Jesus, if we love you, we'll keep your commandments. And we do this morning, Lord, prove our love for you when we do obey them. You said those that do not love you do not obey your word. Oh, God, help us to know what the word is so we know what to obey. Get us read back into the book. An appetite, a yearning, a craving, a real hunger and thirsting for thus saith the Lord. And we'll thank you and praise for the answer and revive thy work in the midst of these last days for Jesus' sake, that we'll have a people ready for your coming, O Master. And we'll praise and thank you. If there any man that is lost and undone and unsaved in this class this morning, touch their heart. That they do not, Lord, go on out of this house here unprepared to meet you. That they will repent of their sins and turn from them and with simple trust and faith believe in you and receive you to be their only Savior and wash them from their sins in your precious blood and make them a new creature in Christ. They'll leave out of here a new person, brand new start, clean slate. And we'll praise you and thank you for the answer. It is in Jesus' name we pray. And all said, amen. God bless you. Have a good day.
Oh, glory to the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for a gospel that's got power in it. We remember what you said through the Apostle Paul, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Lord, let that power be invested in men and women here tonight, that we will live a victorious Christian life and be able to say thanks be unto God who always caused me to triumph in Christ, according to your word in 2 Corinthians 2:14. Let it come to pass, Lord. Draw people in this altar who really want you, a closer walk with you, victorious life. So let it be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear God in heaven, thou art God, and beside thee there is no other. We know that your eyes search to and fro throughout the whole earth to show yourself strong on the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward you, because they love you with all of their heart and soul and mind and strength. And Lord, thou knowest tonight how much we weigh. We don't want to be fooled. We don't want to have a false estimate of our true spiritual weight. We do not want to be found wanting when we stand before you in that day. Therefore, Lord, we're running to Calvary. And we pray, Lord God, that thou at this very night put thy finger on any sin, habit, lust, desire, ambition that is causing our heart to be separated and disconnected from you. In the name of Jesus, anyone, Lord God, in this house tonight that has faced themselves and seen themselves as you see them and knows, Lord God, that they're lacking and they're wanting. Give them an honest heart, so honest and so freed from pride that binds people from facing themselves as they really are. O thou righteous God that weighs our spirit, who weighs our actions. And Lord, you even weigh our words. For you said, by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Lord, we wonder how will we fare before you in that day with our tongues. Oh, speak, Lord. We want a revival. We want it to be in the middle of it. But we know that a revival comes where the people's hearts are right with God. And we want everybody right because you want them right. We want everybody free because you want them free. And so, dear Lord, tonight, bring great deliverance to thy people. We're bound by anything. Liberate them and set them free. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus, you sure make this word so simple that even us simple-minded people can understand it. You're the God of power. You're the God of might. You made that little old baby chick and made, Lord, us. And I know, Lord, that where we're not what we're supposed to be, you can make us what you want us to be. Because you said, Lord, that we're your workmanship. Oh, my. You said that we're created in Christ Jesus, the one who created all of these worlds. We're created too. And Lord, what a wonderful thing you did in that creation. Sure, you can do as much with us as you did with this world. So we just put ourselves in your hands tonight. Lord, those who are not saved, create in them a clean heart. David asked for one for himself, and give them a created clean heart. And renew a right spirit within those who've got a grouchy, a cranky, a cross spirit, maybe a weak spirit, a despairing spirit, a discouraged spirit. Let them know tonight, Lord, that you can give them brighter tomorrow by getting them in vital contact and in union with you. Dear Lord, we know that as in that little old nest of eggs, there are some eggs that won't hatch, that can't hatch, because the germ of life is not in there. And the more that poor hen sets on those eggs, it just turn out a bunch of rotten eggs. And Lord, we don't want to have any rotten eggs in the church. And we pray, Lord, that thou bring us into vital union with you, because you said, he that hath the Son hath life. Put that life in us tonight. You said, he that hath the Son hath life. Lord, let not one man, one woman, one boy or this girl leave out of this place without life, eternal life. And those who are here that have life, may they have life more abundantly. For that's what you came to give us, as your word said. Thank you for hearing our prayer. And in the Jesus' wonderful name, Holy Spirit, brood over this congregation of people and bring us to yourself, that we may be truly thy people and the sheep of thy pasture. We ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
Dear Lord, we thank you for your redemption tonight. We thank you that you have washed us from our sins. And Lord, there's some that need a new cleansing. They've gotten dirty and got spotted in this world. You said keep yourselves unspotted from the world, but they didn't obey your word. And so tonight we bring them to you. They've lost the joy of their salvation. They need to have their spirit renewed. You even, through David, said, renew a right spirit within me. Then I'll teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Lord, we know there are a lot of people who are not witnessing for you like they used to, because they've lost the joy of their salvation. And I pray that you'll do some restoring work here tonight. Until we'll have an old-fashioned worship and praise service, deliverances and victories, set people free, Lord, that are bound by anything, whether bad thoughts, bound by habits, bound by fears and worries,
bound by germs and diseases, bound by guilt feeling, bound by a feeling of unworthiness. Oh God, we pray this night for those especially who have been bound by unbelief and bound by doubt. Oh God, bring deliverance to them and set them free. Those have been bound by lust of the flesh. Some have been bound by pride. But oh, liberating God, in Jesus' name, set the captives free tonight. Let there again rise in this place the shout of the liberated, those who have been set free by the power of God. We ask it in Jesus' name for that soul, that man, that woman that's not saved, that you put it in their heart to come here tonight, that they will also find their way through to genuine salvation. Help them, give them the grace to come and give their lives to you. In Christ Jesus our Lord, in whose wonderful name we pray. Amen.
Tonight, we're going to have a prayer, and I'd like to have you join with me. If you're not saved, or you're backslidden and gotten away from God, or your praiser got broke and you want to be restored, would you join with me in prayer? Lord God Almighty, be merciful to me, a sinner. I come to you not by my own good works. I come through the merits of Calvary. I ask you, Lord, to wash me from my sins in your precious blood and make me clean. And in this clean heart, Lord, that you have made clean, I invite you, Lord Jesus, to come in and make my heart your home. And Lord, with your help and your power working in me, I'll live for you the rest of the days of my life and not be ashamed of you, but testify you wherever I go. And those of you who are backsliders, say, Lord, I'm sorry I've drifted from you and allowed the world and fleshly lust to get in and crowd you out and sins to separate me from you. I repent of them. I return to you. I ask you to be merciful to me and cleanse me for Jesus' sake. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and renew a right spirit within me. And then those of you whose praiser has been broke, pray with me this prayer. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my ingratitude. I know that gratitude is the best attitude. And I want my heart happy again. And I want a happy heart because I want out of that happy heart, Lord, to bless your name and to magnify you for your goodness and your mercies to me. And Lord, I thank you for restoring unto me that happy spirit in my own heart and a grateful heart. And take away from me all selfishness and restore to me, Lord God, a grateful, outgoing heart that I want to cheer other people up and make them happy by the joy that you have put into my heart. For Jesus' sake, amen. Tonight, we're going to have a prayer, and I'd like to have you join with me. If you're not saved, or you're backslidden, gotten away from God, or your praiser got broke and you want to be restored, would you join with me in prayer? Lord God Almighty, be merciful to me, a sinner. I come to you not by my own good works. I come through the merits of Calvary. I ask you, Lord, to wash me from my sins in your precious blood and make me clean. And in this clean heart, Lord, that you have made clean, I invite you, Lord Jesus, to come in and make my heart your home. And Lord, with your help and your power working in me, I'll live for you the rest of the days of my life and not be ashamed of you, but testify you wherever I go. And those of you who are backsliders, say, Lord, I'm sorry I've drifted from you and allowed the world and fleshly lust to get in and crowd you out and sins to separate me from you. I repent of them. I return to you. I ask you to be merciful to me and cleanse me for Jesus' sake. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and renew a right spirit within me. And then those of you whose praiser has been broke, pray with me this prayer. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my ingratitude. I know that gratitude is the best attitude. And I want my heart happy again. And I want a happy heart because I want out of that happy heart, Lord, to bless your name and to magnify you for your goodness and your mercies to me. And Lord, I thank you for restoring unto me that happy spirit in my own heart and a grateful heart. And take away from me all selfishness and restore to me, Lord God, a grateful outgoing heart that I want to cheer other people up and make them happy by the joy that you have put into my heart. For Jesus' sake, amen.